Chapter 51. Seen this differently, if you had known a little more of society. Apostrophe, perhaps I might, Fanny, apostrophe said the mild little Dorrit. You see, while you have been domestic, and resignedly shut up there, Amy, apostrophe pursued her sister, gradually beginning to patronize, I have been out, moving more in society, and may have been getting proud, and spirited more than I ought to be, perhaps? Apostrophe, apostrophe, little Dorrit answered yes. Oh yes. Apostrophe, and while you have been thinking of the dinner or the clothes, I may have been thinking, you know, of the family. Now, may it not be so, Amy? Apostrophe, apostrophe, little Dorrit again nodded yes, apostrophe with a more cheerful face than art. Especially as we know, apostrophe said Fanny, that there certainly is a tone in the place to which you have been so true, which does belong to it, and which does make it different from other aspects of society. So kiss me once again, Amy dear, and we will agree, that we may both be right, and that you are a tranquil, domestic, home-loving, good girl. Apostrophe, the clarionet had been lamenting most pathetically during this dialogue, but was cut short now by Fanny's announcement, that it was time to go, which she conveyed to her uncle, by shutting up his scrap of music, and taking the clarionet out of his mouth. Little Dorrit parted from them at the door, and hastened back to the Marshalsea. It fell dark there sooner than elsewhere, and going into it that evening was like going into a deep trench. The shadow of the wall was on every object, not least upon the figure in the old gray gown and the black velvet cap, as it turned towards her when she opened the door of the dim room. Why not upon me too? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought little Dorrit, with the door yet in her hand. It was not unreasonable in Fanny. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.